Welcome to this week's episode of The Discerning Eye, brought to you by Discerned Cannabis Purveyors, located in Grafton, Massachusetts, offering a cannabis experience built around you.
Okay, welcome everybody to another episode of The Discerning Eye. We have some special guests here today that are going to be educating us on their product line. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but again, myself, I'm Alan Villatoro with Discerned Cannabis Purveyors. And I've got my typical crew here. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Erin Luna.
I'm Brianna Grignon.
And today we have some guests here from TreeWorks, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Milo Childs-Campolo.
Hey, I'm McKay Freeland.
And I'm Dan McCormick.
And we are excited to have them here today because we're going to learn a little bit about tinctures. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with tinctures or what they are. So I think that's a good starting point. I mean, before we get into these this massive trophy that's sitting in front of us that is just like shining in my face. I love it. It looks fantastic. I want to learn a little bit more about tinctures and what they are. I think people and listeners want to learn about what they are, and you guys are the experts. So let's learn about that first, and then we're going to get into about the history of the company, and we'll take it from there. So what's a tincture?
So I suppose it makes sense Milo answers this question as our head of innovation and products. So
Yeah, sure. Tinctures are an edible form of cannabis. There's a lot of different ways that you can add different things in them. We use MCT oil as our base. And then we add different cannabinoids into it, as well as flavors, creating sort of specific effects for the consumer. One thing we sort of specialize in is also adding herbal infusions to create specified effects that sort of relax or energize or do different things.
Love that.
So the MCTs, is that a medium chain triglyceride?
Okay. Yeah, it's all organic. We try to use organic products as much as possible. And yeah, another thing that's great about tinctures is just the dosability, I guess. It's really simple and easy to dose. We have measurements on our droppers, which allows the consumer to sort of perfect and get their own specific dose every time that they take it. So, you know, for me, I almost always want a half dropper full. And so it says 0.5 milliliters on the half dropper. And so every time I can always assure that I'm getting exactly the dose that I want.
So it makes it a real easy, simple way for a consumer to, you know, take in whatever cannabinoids or whatever effect they're looking for. It's a real simple way for them to be able to just consume it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's certainly a discreet consumption method. Obviously, there's no smell, similar to smoking, right? You can just consume very discreetly and achieve the desired effects. And also, a big point and something we wanted to bring to our brand was flavor. Tinctures, typically, people have an association with a bad flavor with tinctures. It's maybe their mother, their grandmother had some flowered tincture with alcohol base in her cabinet. And that's what, as a kid, they're used to that foul alcohol taste. And one thing we really wanted to do was make something that tastes delicious. And it's been helpful in bringing consumers of gummies and chocolates and other edibles into the tincture side of things. And with that, we can also dose these products much stronger than your typical 100 milligram pack of gummies. You can pack up to 500 milligrams of THC and then additional cannabinoids through other minor cannabinoids into that recipe. So you can achieve higher dosing products and more value for the consumer, really, as well.
So, sure. Go ahead.
And one last thing I would add is just versatility and how efficient it is, right? Talking about bang for your buck, he alluded to it. It's the only product in which you can eclipse that 100 milligram mark.
Right.
And so where in other product categories, you would need to buy maybe 5 full-size chocolate bars to get the milligram content of our full-size daily or purest drop, and you're going to obviously save a lot of money. And then just versatility. You can add this to food, to a smoothie, to, a plate of food.
You can add it to almost anything,
use it
right?
as a topical. Even one of our SKUs doubles as a pain-relieving topical. So just a couple other points.
So, you can almost use it in anything. So, we haven't gotten into it, but I think it's important to understand the story behind TreeWorks and how it came to be, because this industry in Massachusetts here is saturated, you know, and it's becoming more and more saturated, but few brands stick out, you know, and you are obviously one of those brands, as is evident by, you know, this shiny trophy, which we're going to talk about a little bit more.
Did you guys drink out of the trophy?
I know, right? I'm kind of curious. I've been asking that question. I'm like, somebody please tell me somebody drank out of that.
I may have consumed some beverage out of that. There was cameras out. People were exciting. There was some dares. So
allegedly. Some companies do it better than others, and I think it's almost as important to tell the story of the company, and that's why you know, we get to actually hear it right from you guys. And so, tell us about TreeWorks. How did it come to be, and what made you decide to get into the tincture space, or I guess the edible space with cannabis? So let's hear it. How did it come to be?
Right. Well, I think it starts off with Massachusetts roots. We all grew up in the greater Western Mass area. And, you know, this company, the idea came from one of my business partners, Tim Kane. He's not here today. And myself were actually backcountry skiing, living out west, kind of enjoying life and enjoying experiences to the fullest. And it was actually a backcountry ski trip. The idea came up. Shortly after that, knew we had to get Milo, as one of my longtime best friends going back to childhood. I knew we had to get Milo on the team. And Milo having a, I'll let you talk about your history, Milo, but obviously an extensive background in cannabis and making interesting concoctions, and that paired with kind of my business background, Tim's small business and passion for the local economy, you know, all paired well and complement each other well to launch into tinctures. And Milo, if you want to talk about kind of the tincture recipes and the fan favorites that came from your expertise.
It's been a long journey. We've definitely come a long way. And I think, yeah, it goes really back to the mountains and in Utah and Colorado, where it was originally going to be a maple company. We were going to make maple candies. That was our big idea.
No kidding.
And sort of it developed.
And I bought that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, there's a lot of talk about, we actually did launch a maple drop tincture.
It's coming back.
And it's going to come back. Yeah, we've been doing some more product development on it and making it a little bit better. And so that will be actually on hitting the market probably this fall. But yeah, so yeah, our story, it's been a cool journey. Just pretty much longtime friends that, you know, we always had ideas, me and Mac, to start a business, to do something cool. And it came together when Massachusetts legalized cannabis in 2017. And we just said, hey, like, I think this is the one, this is the time to do something big. And we came together and put our heads together, and we had a great mentor, John Marks, who brought some really great insight about, you know, business strategy and how to really launch it. And driving through the mountains of Colorado, we decided on the name TreeWorks, and it just stuck. And
that.
Did you always know that it was going to be in this form factor, or did you kind of?
Yeah, that's a good question. So yeah, it originally sort of was the maple idea, and then we kind of went down the avenue of doing carts, which we have now launched with our solventless cart. But it wasn't necessarily going to be tinctures. We talked about gummies, we talked about chocolates, and then really, it came back to the medicinal side of cannabis and the ability to provide a lot of different cannabinoids and, you know, ease of dosing, sort of smooth dosing with the ability to add flavors. And it came back to tinctures, and that's sort of what we landed on being kind of like, I guess you could say, something different. You know, it's not a gummy, it's not a chocolate. These are the huge products that everybody pretty much makes and wants to sell. And we kind of wanted to do something a little bit different, something that we could add herbal infusions into, something that we could have flavors in, but also have our purest drop that's, you know, super medicinal oriented and can also be a topical. And so it kind of just became that flagship product of ours that sort of checks all the boxes and allows us to differentiate in the way that I think we do as people who like to just be a little different.
Yeah, and to add to that, there was, you know, a big market opportunity, a fairly bare lineup in Massachusetts a year and a half ago in tinctures, and everyone was racing to have the vape cart and racing to have the gummy and obviously the larger SKU categories, but you know, they left a huge opportunity in tinctures, and so all that combined.
Two topics come to mind when I think of these and your product specifically. Full Spectrum and RSO, Rick Simpson Oil. Let's talk about those. I mean, most consumers aren't familiar with either one of those terms, but obviously, you know, you specialize in that. So can we talk a little bit more about what both of those mean and their effectiveness?
Yeah, for sure. Full spectrum is a little bit of a hard term, I think, to describe at this point. It doesn't actually have a clear meaning. What we've sort of termed is sort of a more in-depth version of what full spectrum means, and we've kind of coined the term full cannabinoid, which to us is sort of
like that.
It's the whole plant. It's all the cannabinoids in the plant, and to us, I think that really is full spectrum. Full spectrum, you could say it's terpenes added. I think it wants to be full cannabinoid, but it's not quite there. And a lot of companies are just adding terpenes in and saying that's full spectrum. But you're really lacking all the other cannabinoids and medicinal benefits of the plant, which is essentially what RSO is. And it's one of the closest extracts to the complete whole plant product that, you know, people are used to smoking or that has all these different benefits. And so it's kind of a simple extraction where we allow the product to really contain all the benefits, all the medicinal factors, all the terpenes, you know, all those different parts of the plant that are so good for having different effects. And then we can sort of isolate different versions of that in order to achieve specific cannabinoids and then increase the doses of those cannabinoids to make sort of like ultra full spectrum or ultra full cannabinoid, where we're adding and boosting specific cannabinoids in order to achieve desired effects.
So you get, so basically the everyday consumer is going to get a chance to achieve an effect that they may be seeking based on the cannabinoid content that you have provided,
exactly,
that you guys have tested. That's very, very unique and very interesting in this market right now.
Yeah, utilizing the different ratios
in
order to create effects.
And a prime example, obviously, when we run just our standard RSO into some of our original tinctures like the Purist Drops and the Daily Drops, you'd still see this wonderful spread of cannabinoids on our label.
Which is a lot. I mean, there's a lot of cannabinoids, and there's a lot we don't even know about.
Right.
So, but you're including really every single one of them. The ones that are on the label are only the ones that we can test for right now.
Right, and that come up in, yeah, exactly. And so many edibles just lack that, right? Distillate's a very common ingredient in most edibles,
right,
and it's further processed, and it certainly achieves the psychoactive effect that people might be looking for, but really lacks in the other areas. And I think it's just a really prime example of how we've taken this to the new level is our newest product on the market called the Jungle Drops. It's our blueberry entourage flavored delicious tincture, and it's a 1-to-1-to-1-to-1-to-1. I gotta count it on my fingers every time.
I want to hear every single one of these.
Well, I'll read down the list, but it's our newest tincture, and we've just, like Milo said, to kind of taken it to the next level. I think you said ultra full spectrum or ultra full cannabinoid.
Right.
We'll coin
like
that one for a new message. But it's THC, obviously, Delta 9, CBG, CBC, CBN, and CBD.
Wow.
We put 200 milligrams of each one of those cannabinoids into this product with our kind of signature wonderful flavor. And
recommended way to consume these, is it sublingual? Is it you add it to some edible? How would you find that most consumers, if you've never had this before and you want to try it for the first time, how are you going to use this?
I think sometimes that's tough to answer because traditionally a tincture's sublingually is the method. It hits you faster. It's absorbed through your mouth.
Mm.
The flavor's so delicious that I often just want to enjoy the flavor and swallow it. Milo, how do you like to consume it?
I put it in my mouth and swallow it. I think that sublingually, which is resting it under your tongue for about 30 seconds to a minute, is said to allow it for a faster activation, which is nice. I think Mac hit the nail on the head where it's so delicious that sometimes I need to swallow it or I just want to get it in and take it. And I usually swallow it, but there's so many different uses. I mean, I often will put it into smoothies. I'll put it into coffee if I want in the morning or...
We had someone on Instagram tag us. They had an hazy IPA with the blueberry.
What would you say is the average onset time for like somebody that's never used it before? Like, you know, on average, because obviously from what I've understood about THC and the impact, the cannabis in general, everybody, you know, it impacts everybody differently.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like ranges. So what would you say is a good range?
Yeah, I would say on a total average, it's probably about 40 minutes. I think, it really depends a lot, in my opinion, about what you've eaten. that day, and also how much you're exercising, because if your metabolism is boosted and you know your things are flowing in your body, then you're gonna process it and get it into your bloodstream a lot faster. Whereas, you know, if you're not moving around a lot, it's gonna take a little bit longer to digest and get into your body. And mm-hmm. coupled with an empty stomach is obviously gonna hit you a lot harder and right. a lot faster. So I think, you know, the time could probably cut in half and end up being maybe 15 to 20 minutes if you've had a big exercising day and you're low on food. Mm-hmm. But that being said, also, yeah, if you've eaten a lot and you're kind of just hanging around, you could see, I mean, I've had it take up to 3 hours really to kick in fully. Wow.
If you take a drop of our Jungle Drops after Thanksgiving dinner, yeah. you're likely Ooh. To feel that like long time later.
But yeah. yeah,
if you're coming off a morning run and just had coffee, you could see it hit you in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It
can
be there's some quick. Of them that I imagine that obviously you guys have created some formulas that are really beneficial to people that are looking for certain types of effects, right? Certain types of experiences. Mm-hmm. So you spoke about the Jungle, what is it called?
The Jungle Drop.
Jungle Drop, which sounds fantastic, which I'm going to try right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into some of the other ones. How are you guys coming up with these formulas?
It's mostly ideas, I guess, that I created in my mind, either, you know, in the last 10 or so years, I've sort of developed a database in my mind of different ideas that I have about the new cannabinoids that have hit the market and how we can sort of couple that with medicinal herbs in order to create these desired effects. For instance, our Dream Drops, we've now launched it with CBN, which is a really relaxing, right. soothing, you know, wonderful new cannabinoid that it's much more widely available now. And so we've added that in as well as valerian root and chamomile, which are just soothing herbs that also create kind of a relaxing, soothing effect. So you know, that's a great example of us using herbs and cannabinoids together to create a specified effect.
I got to tell you, one of the biggest complaints I hear from people when they're using tinctures or anything else is the horrid taste that comes with using cannabinoids. That tastes awesome. That tastes, like you pointed out, like a nice herbal, a slight hint of sweetness to it. I'm going to let Erin describe it because she's literally taking it right now. So I'm going to let her describe it fresh. How good is that, right?
Yeah, I just immediately swallowed it. It's like the blueberry hits your tongue like the minute you put it in your mouth. So you want to swallow it. You don't want to put it underneath your tongue.
Right, right.
You guys got it right. The flavor is literally on point.
It's like a buttery taste to it.
Well, we call it blueberry pie.
Yeah, it tastes like fresh blueberry, like fresh blueberries, blueberry pie. It's just very sweet, very nice. I could smooth. For someone like me, I could literally drop this in my mouth, have my coffee, and then be on the go.
And it also I'd be doesn't good. Leave that film on your
I'm
mouth
taking either.
Wow. That's like really common with a lot of these tinctures out there, is people are really just pointing it in the direction of having it as an oil right. instead of kind of, you know, thinking about it in the process of swishing it around in your mouth. You know, you don't really want to have that oily coating on it afterwards. And for me, at least, I really enjoyed that. But I definitely want to put that in a coffee. That's like a good coffee mix in for me.
Usually it's like one of those things that you want to like take and you like want to like get it over with real quick because it's like, it's horrendous, you know?
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was really good.
You enjoy it, swirl it around. You get a little of that sweetness on the tip of the tongue. You get that buttery, you know, coating. That's really good.
Yeah, very smooth.
And that's only the first one.
Yeah.
All right.
Dan often called it the liquid gummy. So
that's our pitch.
Yeah, right. achieve the consumer that is looking for something sweet and, mm-hmm. and tasty like that, and being able to bring that into the tincture market, which, like you said, is usually just kind of disgusting. And it's been awesome to offer something that actually tastes good and is medicinal.
Or even if it's not disgusting, you know, if it's like just sort of, it's typically like neutral tasting or maybe just a little bitter. And, you know, we just want to do something different and make it every bit as appealing as any sort of gummy or chocolate bar that you see in the market. We think in a market with all these, you know, really delicious seltzers and gummies and chocolate bars, it was just kind of glaringly obvious.
This is
that
dangerously
there was a
good, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's not like a gummy that you can chew on it for a couple. This, like, you can, I could sit here and take a couple of these drops. And
I feel it's like, tasty. Yeah.
You should see me on my couch at night. I'm just shattered.
That is like nothing else I've, seriously, I got to tell you, like nothing else I've tried with terms of cannabinoid drops out here.
Yeah.
And that was only the first one. So
this is just one. We have a couple more.
I was going to say, I plan on trying every single one of these.
If you see that one, go missing though.
So this was a fairly light dosed one, right? This is 3.5 milligrams of each cannabinoid in each serving. These are a little stronger. The next one, this is our flagship recipe, won the High Times Cannabis Cup Award for number one tincture in Massachusetts. And it's a Sunrise Sativa Punch flavor, but it's potent. So, you know, careful on this one.
Okay,
it's,
so for those Sunrise that didn't Sativa. Catch that,
he I like said that.
The number one tincture in Massachusetts. Is that right?
Yep.
High Times, first place, best tincture in Massachusetts.
I just want to make sure you emphasize that because that's a hell of a prize. Huge. That's fantastic. That's impressive.
Just a quick little note about that competition, right? Yeah. So that in years past, this was judged by celebrity judges or just sort of hand-picked judges, a panel of people. And, you know, for this contest, it was actually judged by real Massachusetts consumers.
Yeah,
that's
so they
great.
Just went, they picked up their judge.
Their audience.
It was certainly not a popularity contest because we were only about 2-3 months old at the time and really didn't have much name recognition at all.
Wow,
so it was really the product spoke for itself. Wow. And it's just a shout out to the awesome production team that we got.
Flavor wise, what do we got here?
So the flavor of the daily drops is sort of catered to a raspberry lemonade. Mm. And that sort of, just became really quickly one of our favorites and one of our favorite edibles to take. Another cool thing about the daily drops is we also infused organic ginseng into it. So that creates, a nice uplifting and energizing effect to add to the sativa terpene blend that's in there. So
raspberry cotton candy.
And you said this is the strong one that we're passing.
Yeah,
that is dangerous.
10 milligrams per full dropper.
I'm telling you, this tastes nothing like. So, when I got into cannabis the first time, coming from banking, many of my colleagues were, I don't know how to, they were older than I was and they didn't use cannabis. So getting them to try it for the first time after, something like what they were familiar with, like flower, was like, it was tough. And the first time I gave somebody, it was a seltzer actually, and they tried it and he came back to me the next week and he says, they're from a golf league, and he says, you know what?
Wow.
It didn't taste like weed, he says. And I said, the products today, and he says, and I slept like a baby. I said, great. So what it told me was that consumers are looking for flavor as much as they're looking for effect.
Right.
And the tincture market is one where you guys are obviously capitalizing on it because you're introducing a product that so far, 2 out of 5, 40%, that I've only tried, the flavor is fantastic. And I'll let Aaron and Brianna talk a little bit about it, but that's...
I don't know if you just saw what just happened in this room right here, but both Aaron and I literally just got rocked by that, the flavor, flavor profile.
I don't know
beautiful.
Which one I like better.
It's so light and it's not in your face. It doesn't taste artificial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really hits those notes.
I will tell you this, a thought just popped into my head. I literally want to take that blueberry tincture and I want to pour it in the trophy and drink it out of the trophy.
Sounds like I have an
like
idea.
My mind is still on the blueberry. That Sunrise Sativa taste again is on point.
So you had mentioned your friend, he said he slept like a baby. Yep. I think a really good segue into this next product, the Dream Drop, and another incredible flavor profile. Lemon chamomile kind of catered flavor.
Nice.
Yeah. A little mint in there.
It's got a little, like you said, a little mint, a little bit of that. But it's a very, very light, subtle lemon. I got to tell you, this is one of the best tasting
like a
ones.
Smooth lemon kind of.
It's so delicious. It does say right on it, Dream Drops. So a couple things. On the dropper itself, it's got a couple lines, right? Got a 1 ml, 0.75 ml, 0.5 ml, 0.25 ml.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... when somebody picks this up and they're trying to read the back of it, first time ever, what do you recommend they go to?
So I would say for a brand new consumer, I would usually recommend starting with a half dropper full. So right at the 0.5 milliliters. And that's going to get you 2.5 milligrams of THC. and then you know, a diverse array of all the minor cannabinoids in there as well. And one thing that's really cool about having all those minors in there is it actually is going to soothe out the THC content, which, you know, a distillate is usually just THC, and
right.
that's going to be a lot more psychoactive, and having those minor cannabinoids in there, it actually calms down the THC and allows it to work much better with the body and with the mind and create this soothing, relaxing effect. As well as the valerian root and the chamomile in there, we kind of just tried to create this evening delight that you can just kind of soak into the couch at night and then have yourself a great night's sleep.
I think the average consumer is really going to enjoy that flavor, and you know, the onset is you know, I would say gradual, right? So you know, you can kind of feel it coming on and then it relaxing. I think that, like you pointed out, the full spectrum, the entourage effect, which is something we've talked about here on our show, on our podcast before, which incorporates all of the cannabinoids, is really what gives that full effect, at least from what we've been able to see. But I got to tell you, man, from the very beginning, it's the flavor, because people aren't going to take something they don't like the taste of. It doesn't matter how good it makes them feel. You know, that is a fantastic flavor.
Thank you.
I'm excited as we continue to talk for the effects to start kicking in, and then we can all talk about the effects of the tinctures, because that's a good
so certainly. So we've talked about a couple of them. So we've talked about the jungle, we talked about the dream,
and the daily.
And the daily. What is somebody that's looking at the daily and decides this is the one I want? What are they looking to get out of it?
Well, it's our only pure sativa tincture currently right now. Okay. So if you're a daytime user. I mean, it's a morning time user. It's just awesome during the day. The ginseng, like Milo had mentioned, uplifting effects. So it's great for daytime. It's also bang for your buck. It's potent and affordable. And so you're getting full chocolate bars, 5 packs of gummies in this one bottle, 2 ounces of liquid. And if you're a heavier consumer, you're someone that likes the stronger dosing, maybe the 5 milligram rec market is light for you. You like to take 20 milligrams. You can easily achieve that dose with this product, and you're not stuffing, you know, half a chocolate bar and 300 calories in your mouth. And so that's part of it. What are we passing around now? It's the purest.
So the purest, I think, really is perfect name for it. You probably get the most similar effect that most people are familiar with to cannabis. At least that's what I got out of it.
Yeah, that's what we were going for sure. And we really, we just let the product sort of speak for itself. Yeah. We let the RSO in there just create that amazing flavor, and that's just cannabis. You just get the flavor of weed.
You get a little bit. I like the flavor of
it's, you know, it's nice, right? Yeah, it's really sweet. Like it's piney. You know, it's earthy. It's got all that going on. And I think for a more simple user, it's a great product because it has.
But it's not harsh though. It's not like overpowering. Where some stuff you try it and it's like you should feel like you just like chewed up a whole bud. You know.
Yeah.
It's not like this much. Gives you a little subtle. Seriously, for my opinion, it's like a little hint of like. Almost like an olive oil, buttery, pinene, for the terpene. It's just, that's what
yeah,
I
get. Yeah, the piney for sure. Yeah.
Well, there are also, so it's just 3 ingredients, right? RSO, Rick Simpson oil, MCT coconut oil, and then some nice cannabis-derived hybrid terpenes from the Pineapple Express strain.
Okay.
And so sort of a little bit of that flavor where it might not be quite as obvious in the other ones that have the fruit extract in them, which they're really going to come through here. Something else about this is it's a very versatile product. It's got, you see how it has a neutral taste profile. So if you add this to, you know, a bowl of food, let's say like a plate of pasta or something, it's not going to conflict with it the same way that the other ones would. I love this in a nice cup of coffee. So it's really a nice, it's just a neutral taste profile, and it could also be used as a topical. The Canna Cream is a real new product from us, but for the past year, the Purest Drop was the only product that we offered that, you know, can couple as a effective pain relieving topical. And then one quick thing I want to point out that I don't know if we mentioned about all the other ones is that they are all sugar free.
So I got to tell you, today I had a conversation with somebody that mentioned that they were looking for some product that had, that would help them with their sleep. But their biggest concern is they were diabetic and that they couldn't have anything with sugar in it. And many of the products in the market right now really focus on, you know, sleeping. And one question that I've asked many of the producers in the past have been, what's the sugar content in this? Because if you're putting something, you know, for sleep, typically you want it to be low sugar, because, I mean, I wouldn't give my kid, you know, who doesn't need any sugar before going to bed. They don't need it. You brought up a very good point. And so all of them, you're saying, contain no sugar, which is fantastic. not just for, you know, for the sleep purposes, but like you pointed out, for diabetic purposes. So how did you guys come across, you know, the idea of introducing something that was going to be, like you just pointed out, sugar free?
Yeah, so
sugar cane or something.
We wanted to make tinctures taste better. That it sort of started with that. We just wanted to be able to provide something that didn't taste weird and was palatable on the tongue, and it drew you in with the flavor as opposed to pushing you away. And we just started messing around with different different flavors and adding different things. I mean, I started messing with maple syrup and honey and molasses and different concentrations of fruits, and definitely took years of process of elimination and trying different flavors and trying different things until it all came together. And I think we're very satisfied with the way that they all turned out, and sort of it's fun to experiment and create the new flavors like the jungle drops that we just came out with. And it's kind of always happening behind the scenes that we're trying new flavors and experimenting with new cannabinoid profiles and trying to create the next best thing for the market.
Speaking of the next best thing, you guys obviously have started delving into other versions of introducing your products here. So let's talk about I see a couple of different items here. One of them, which I see right away, live rosin, and then I see some looks like some other edibles.
Yeah, so Milo is the product guy. I'm going to let him really dive in, and Dan the sales guy, but I want to, you know, just share a decision we made as a company was to, you know, we looked at what can we offer in new product categories that still has the full spectrum, the full cannabinoid, that we can continue to brand our company and offer those products, but how can we do that without solvent-based products? So obviously RSO, it does drive from ethanol in terms of the extraction process. Obviously there's no residual ethanol in the products, but it is something that people who are very particular about what they consume sometimes prefer a more natural extraction method, and that being solventless. And so what we've done is we've developed solventless hash rosin carts, solventless hash rosin vaporizers, as well as a line of hash rosin gummies. And so all these products are, like I said, full spectrum, full cannabinoid, but offer the consumer a solventless product. And so I'll let you two dive in more about those, but we're really excited about the new solventless.
So we can let our listeners know. So typically when you extract cannabinoids from the plant itself, you're using some type of a solvent. Most are familiar with that, whether it's ethanol or butane, some kind of a hydrocarbon. And then it's usually in a closed loop, which means it's kind of like the, I guess the best way I can explain it is most of us are familiar with vanilla extract in our house, right? And vanilla extract is extracted using some kind of a solvent, meaning they introduce like an alcohol or something, extract it, evaporate the alcohol, and what you're left with is the concentrate. Cannabis is very similar, but there's a whole different category, the solventless, and it's either pressed or it's either washed with water and ice. There's a lot of different ways to extract cannabinoids, but solventless seems to be a very popular method amongst connoisseurs, I guess. But nothing beats a solventless item. So your live rosin is that item.
Yeah, I mean we're certainly trying to appeal to that customer base, and I think, you know, the best part is everything can come from ice water hash, really bubble hash, and that can be pressed into rosin, and we can essentially add that into these products, and it creates awesome flavors, high concentration of terpenes, solventless product, delicious dabs. We've currently launching this cartridge, which has this awesome glass glass cartridge with no heavy metals inside that product whatsoever, and it's just a beautiful hash rosin, live rosin inside. And
yeah, you could sort of say that the live rosin products in this solventless form of extraction is kind of the future of cannabis, right, in a way of the connoisseurs dabbing market and the health conscious market. It's kind of just cleaner and purer than any other cannabis product on the market. It's like you took the flower of cannabis and you just squeezed it into oil, and that's what you got.
On the day that it was harvested, right?
Exactly, on the day. So it's still living when we're extracting it, and we're just creating, this pure, deliciously flavored product that has no flavors added. It's just the flavor of cannabis.
So that's what a live when people see the term live rosin, whatever that may be, typically that indicates that it's been harvested and flash frozen, yep. And then it's been extracted in some, exactly. Which means you literally capture every essence of the plant the day that it was harvested, all the terpenes, all the flavors, nothing lost during the curing process. So it really is a good interpretation of the plant. Live rosin is one that uses no solvent, you know, solventless, and so yep. You really get a real good essence of what the plant profile, terpene, cannabinoids was there when it first started. And there's not very many live rosin cartridge producers in the state. If I had to, you know, honestly, I would say there's probably less than a handful of them in this whole state. So I'm really excited to try these because I didn't know you guys had these. So this is a nice surprise. How many different, SKUs you have for this? Is it something you just started? Or is it something you're going to be releasing or...
Yeah, we launched 5 different flavors from Canna Provisions for our dabs and as well as the carts. We also did a live bubble hash run as well, too. Okay. And I'll talk about one strain in particular. We obviously partnered with ChemDog, mm-hmm. who's a historic grower here in Massachusetts and has the legendary Chem 91,
right.
Which he's kept alive and going for well over 30 years now. And we were fortunate enough to partner with them directly and run our first batch to market with the Chem 91 along with 4 other strains in Great. Carts and dabs. And so it was kind of a historic mark for him as an individual who has a whole backstory. I encourage you to look ChemDog up and listen for the users Absolutely. Out there, but has an incredible background overcoming the law essentially and everything he was up against to now be working in the legal market and not only have flower sold through their kind of operation, but also now have his lovely strains in a TreeWorks concentrate. And so that was a huge marker for our brand and our success and great partnership with those guys. And we've been fortunate to launch all 5. But the Chem 91, I think there's probably still some on shelves out there. Definitely recommend everyone gives those a try.
Yeah, and that was kind of the soft launch of our solventless live rosin products, which now we are kind of segueing into launching all these products to our own providers and getting Dan out there selling it across the state to all of the dispensaries that carry our products. And so we're just excited and extremely happy to be able to offer these new products to the market.
We're excited to be able to offer them out here in this market. Yeah. And I mean, yeah. Obviously the expertise that you guys are bringing to the market, the products, the high quality levels, it obviously shines through on the actual final product. And it's evident by this, by your recent awards, by High Times, for your product. So where do you guys see, this industry going in the next 5 years as it relates to, you guys started in, it seems like in the tincture market, and then you kind of evolved into the MIPS or the edible market.
I think we see the industry going in kind of the more full cannabinoid products and obviously solventless, and that's what we're putting kind of our efforts into, which is kind of what you see in our products here. I think, the cannabis industry, no doubt, will have some large players that continue to enter the space. And there is going to be generic brands out there, low-cost providers that, offer a great product, but different than what we're doing. But I think we see the value in being local, our local roots. Actually, our slogan's Breathe and Branch Out, which is a whole other thing we can get into. But really, our logo, as you can see on Milo's sticker here, it's the base of the logo is the roots. And the local roots in Massachusetts, being able to make a heady product, quite frankly, organic ingredients, care and small company touch is what's going to, I think, stand out in the long run. And we see that with the craft beer industry.
Absolutely.
And how that's completely changed the game. And there's still a Bud Light supplier out there and people drink Bud Light and that's great. But people really kind of gravitate towards some of this craft product. And I think that's a good template that the cannabis industry can follow and that we're kind of looking to follow.
I think you guys have set the tone in the tincture industry on what customers are going to come to expect from a good quality tasting product with good effects. But, truthfully, as I've tried a couple of them that I hadn't tried here before, the flavor is spectacular. So I think most people, whether they're new or, legacy users are going to find themselves gravitating, like you said, towards these products. And flavor is at the forefront of anything, you know, because, you know, like you eat with your eyes first and then, and then, you know, you lead off, and if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to do it again. But I think what you guys have brought has really just, in my opinion, been eye-opening in the sense of the flavor. I think, it's like nothing else that I've experienced out here for flavor wise. We're excited to be able to offer them, you know, at Discern. We're excited to be able to discuss this with you guys and be able to tell your story. You know, part of our mission is to really find the best craft products out there in the market and bring them to our consumers, because our consumers out here, truthfully, sometimes don't know they need your product, but they do, you know, and when they try it, they'll flip, and they're going to realize how flavorful it is, how beneficial it is, you know, the effects. It can be used as a substitute in many cases for many different forms. It's a fantastic product, but first and foremost, it's got to taste good, you know, and you guys, I think, have nailed it. So we're pretty excited about it. So you know, before I close out, I'm going to read each one of these before we close out, but I want to hear from you guys as to, you know, where you think TreeWorks is going to be, you know, leading the charge here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think that it stems from the full cannabinoid, really, that term that I think we just want to keep preaching and and trying to describe what that really is, and providing products that utilize the full cannabinoid profile and offering products that use specific cannabinoids, you know, like our Dream Drop that has CBN that creates, you know, a very soothing, relaxing effect, and our Daily Drops, we now have infused it with CBG, which is a euphoric, uplifting, energizing cannabinoid. And there's 140 other cannabinoids that aren't currently being extracted within the industry. And so as those new cannabinoids start to be extracted and start to become more readily available to companies like ourselves who have labs and have the ability to create these products, we're going to start incorporating those new cannabinoids into our future tinctures, into our future products, so that we can get those into the mouths of the people here in Massachusetts. And I think that's a huge push and a huge place that we want to take TreeWorks is being at the forefront of that development of the new cannabinoids that are hitting the market, and being able to offer, you know, having people know that when they come to TreeWorks, they're going to be able to get the newest, coolest cannabinoid profile that's on the market, and something that tastes good, something that's got quality ingredients, something that's discreet and has sustainable packaging, and just kind of checks off all the boxes that a lot of these other companies aren't necessarily pushing to do. And so
consistent quality is highly, you know,
consistent it's quality.
Heard it here first.
and live products, you know, and the live rosin. We have an amazing extractor, Nate, and he's in here working day in, day out, extracting live material from beautiful plants and just creating medicine for the people. And it's like, it's perfect. It's exactly where we want to be. We want to be in this niche products, you know, high quality, tasteful, and just quality products. And we're happy to be here. We're happy to be offering it to the consumers. And we want to educate, you know, we want to do more stuff like this and to show people why we're doing it and why it's important to do it the right way and how to utilize this plant for all of the beneficial properties that it has. And it's not about just getting high, or it's not just about the THC content, you know. Absolutely. It's about the profile. It's about the full cannabinoid, the full spectrum, the medicinal properties behind the plant, and utilizing those. Yeah.
Yeah. The full experience of the plant, the
entourage effects, right? We didn't even get into that, but that's just the blend of all the cannabinoids working together. And if you don't have all the cannabinoids working together and the terpenes, you're not going to create that entourage effect, which is just
it's very isolated.
Bliss. It's just it's everything together working synergistically in your body to create, you know, the most sought after, relaxing, soothing, anti-anxiety, you know, pain relieving, euphoric. It's just kind of everything blended together, and that's what we try to do with all our products.
Yeah, you nailed it. I wanted to give a quick shout out to another product we didn't, and I'm sure we're getting towards the end here, but our Hummies is our new edible line that we're launching, hash rosin infused gummies with herbal infusions. I just want to highlight the Focus Citrus, which is our daytime gummy. And it has just lion's mane and ginseng, as well as the solventless hash rosin, a wonderful flavor. We call it Focus Citrus because we won't tell you exactly what the citrus means, but it's a delicious flavor when you try it, and leave it up for the interpretation of the user. And the biggest part, some other big parts are they're completely vegan. It's not, there's no gelatin. We use a lovely pectin blend on that. And we do our best to source all organic ingredients in terms of the fruit purees. Yeah, it's a fantastic product. Milo's been working with our kitchen lead, Will, on developing just the top flavors. So that's actually hitting shelves next month, and we're very excited about those.
Wow.
Yeah, you've got
that's
a couple
great.
Of them. So, yeah, it's been we've loved having you guys on here, you know, and we're excited to hear your story. We're excited to tell our customers, our listeners about, you know, the brand TreeWorks and where you are, where you've been, where you're going to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you wanted to add a little bit before.
Well, sure. I just wanted to make sure we didn't forget our amazing production team that really makes us all is responsible for all these products, as well as our awesome delivery team.
I love that.
Our
That's
brand
great.
Ambassadorship program. They kill it. They work so hard. Our event marketing team and all of our retail partners and all of our fans and customers across the state, because they all, everybody
team, right?
makes it
takes
possible.
A village.
And
yep.
just, you know, I was at, you know, I know you asked like, what's coming next for us in the next couple of years. I would just say we will continue to offer the people in Massachusetts and the surrounding area who shop in Massachusetts the best cannabis products, period, and just continue to kill it and continue to just offer clean, pure, excellent, delicious products.
I love it. That's exactly what I want to hear. Yep. That's what our customers want to hear. Their dream drops are, you know, meant to be more of like a relaxing sleep type of thing. Right. The purest drop is definitely got that hint of the flavor of the original cannabis, just a hint of it. The jungle drops, which I mean, that was a little bit, that was delicious. It was like a berry flavor. Is that
blueberry?
Yeah, like a blueberry flavor.
The blueberry pie kind of. Mm-hmm.
The daily drops. What was that flavor?
Raspberry.
That was the raspberry one.
There we go. Okay.
Yep.
The gentle drops, which each one of these has a blend of cannabinoids that are specifically formulated, you know, by TreeWorks to achieve a specific experience. And then we've got their live rosin cartridges, which are going to be, or have already started hitting the market. And then, a couple of things, they're hummies, which are their edible gummies, is that right?
Yep.
Pectin-based, vegan. And then last is their Canna Cream, which is coming out soon or has already hit the market?
It's already in distribution. You can find it at most dispensaries. And it pairs very well with our Purist Drop. You'll notice the branding similarities on those, both RSO-based lovely topicals.
And it says right on the packaging, it's for pain, dryness, itch, and burns. So, you know, for those customers that are looking for some relief there, there's cannabinoids, you know, in the actual topical there, and it's, you know, it's fantastic. So with that, I'm going to thank everybody again for listening in on another episode of The Discerning Eye. I'm going to thank our guests here from TreeWorks, you know, for coming and joining us again. We're here at the Summit Lounge, joined with our guests from TreeWorks, and we're excited to have them. And I'll let them quickly sign off and tell, you know, one more quick.
I just wanted to say how you can find more information about our brand. It's treeworksma.com.
Yep.
You can follow us at TreeWorksMA or TreeWorks Labs on Instagram. And feel free to shoot us an email, info@treeworksma.com, if you have any questions or follow about this or any inquiries about our products. And
We love educating. We love answering questions. We love, you know, chatting with consumers and making people feel comfortable using our products. And we're happy to share them, and we'd like to continue to do so. And we'd love to come back for another episode.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And hey, shout out to CERN. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's an
awesome group.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is fun, guys.
All right. Well, with that, my name is Alan Villatoro with The Discerning Eye, and we look forward to having everybody listen to our next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Discerning Eye, brought to you by Discerned Cannabis Purveyors, located in Grafton, Massachusetts, offering a cannabis experience built around you.